Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a special live edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, that's producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to review a film that we've talked about briefly, I know highly anticipated, and that is Sacrifice, a brand new film from Epic Pictures, and co-directors Andy Collier and Tor Mian. And so we'll get right into it. So Sacrifice, after his mother's death, Isaac and his pregnant wife return to the birthplace on a remote Norwegian island to claim an unexpected inheritance. During their visit, the couple discovers dark secrets from Isaac's past. Their pleasant trip quickly turns into a nightmare when Isaac and his wife encounter a sinister cult that worships a sea-dwelling deity. All right, so this is based on the Paul Kane short story, Men of the Cloth, and of course is a cosmic horror in the tradition of H.P. Lovecraft. So Kruger, I know this is one you've been dying to watch, and what did you think? Did it hit your expectations?
First, I'll just say the movie's beautifully shot. The filming location in Norway, I think, definitely complemented the cinematography immensely, and it made for some like amazing scenery. I also really dug the uses of color, similar to like Color Outer Space. You see that like magenta style color getting used a lot throughout in some scenes, and also we got like this green northern lights type lighting in some scenes too that just looked fucking beautiful and was really stunning. The dialogue I thought was actually pretty well done, because there's these scenes where you're sitting there and you're like, what the fuck is going on? This isn't making any sense. Like, it's very confusing, and that, but it's like on purpose to add like mystery to the story. And then like, as the dialogue would further, it'd start to make more sense and come together. I just thought that was pretty cool. Like the way they did that. I thought the acting was pretty good. Obviously Barbara Crampton always kills it. And I thought her playing the head cultist was fucking awesome. And our lead actress, Sophie Stevens, who played Emma, I thought also did a really great job. The guy that played Isaac, though, I don't know. I felt like he had a couple of weak performances in some of the more intense scenes. He wasn't terrible by any means, but I don't know. I think he was like the weakest of the main characters. As far as effects goes, they're almost all practical, which is great, but there's not that many creature effect or gore going on. That was a little bit disappointing. We get a few cool looking dream sequences that involve some like practical tentacles. We do get a little bit of gore, and what we do get is good, but just don't expect too much. Cause if you do, I think you're going to be a little bit disappointed. Cause on that subject, the trailer for this seemed like it was going to have more of a creature element to it. And it really doesn't, outside of what we do get in the trailer. I know a huge theme of Lovecraftian works or, you know, the fear of the unknown, but man, I really wanted something so bad that we never got, and I was just waiting for it to happen in the final act, that it never did. And I think if I will say when we go into the spoiler section what I did want, and I think if we did get that, it would have raised my rating a shit ton. But I do feel like if I would have went in blind and not saw the trailer prior to watching this film, my expectations wouldn't have been like as high as they were, and I would have been more satisfied with what we did get, because by no means is it bad. I did still enjoy the movie a lot, and I think the movie's biggest strong suit is it nails that Lovecraftian atmosphere very well. I just think personally it had the potential to be a little bit better. It's paced kind of like a slow burn, and the journey to get to the final act is good, but the ending just kind of was a little bit disappointing and didn't satisfy me completely. Budget restrictions, I'm sure, played a factor in that, but man, what I would have given to see what I wanted to. So overall, I do recommend this movie. But I do say go in blind, don't watch the trailer for it if you haven't already. And I think you'll be able to enjoy it really more, way more. I don't see it like breaking anybody's top five list, but as far as being a solid Lovecraftian horror that has amazing cinematography, I think it accomplishes both of those things very well. And if you're a fan of Lovecraft's work, especially the Call of Cthulhu story, I would consider this a must-see for those types of people. And but also keep your expectations within reason. I think that's probably my best advice.
Yeah, it's a film that, I mean, Lovecraft himself, a lot of the horrors, the visuals are just kind of hinted at. It's definitely not an adaptation to go into expecting carnage. This is definitely more quiet. I really liked the Scandinavian locations. I think it helped set it apart from maybe feeling like Wicker Man if they shot it in the UK. I enjoyed this. It's not quite the level I was hoping for either. The Paul Kane short story, you can tell there were budget restrictions because I could have seen a little more, you know, fantastic elements in here. But again, it's Lovecraft. That's a brooding horror, certainly in the novellas, and heavy Call of Cthulhu influence here, obviously. I really love Barbara Crampton. Her accent kind of comes and goes for me, but I'm not an expert on that accent, so I don't know. Maybe it's a little more authentic than I'm giving it credit for. But overall, Sophie Stevens was really good as Emma. This is basically her movie. She really carries it. I was okay with Ludovic Hughes, who played Isaac. I mean, his character's kind of douchey. He's no Jeffrey Combs. I feel like every Lovecraft story you're going to get, the male lead's going to be compared to Combs at this point. But, you know, it is what it is. Beautiful, though. Beautiful locations. It's not an elite-level Lovecraftian cosmic horror flick, but it is above average. What did you think, Pugs?
Just other than the ending, I actually really had a good time. Barbara Crampton for me stole the show. I think her fucking accent ruled.
Yeah.
Every time she's on screen, and I don't remember how old she is, but like she's eye catching, and it's to this day, good on you. But yeah, her performance was really good. The main girl, what was her name? Nancy Kerrigan looking lady. Stephen.
Sophie.
The pregnant lady. Thank you.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I want to see more of her. She was cool. I really felt for her, especially towards the end when she's like had enough of everybody's bullshit. I'm like, yeah, sister, you do that.
There should have been a.
She's 62.
Oh, okay. Damn, she looks good.
Yeah, older. Yeah, she looks good. She's like Elvira level. You should be mad. yeah, but I did kind of want a little more, and this is why I don't like watching trailers all the time. Because like that trailer made this look like 100 times better than what it actually is. And yeah, it's still really, really good. So don't let that deter you from checking this out. Cause I do think it will crack some people's top 10. It is weird and like unique and awkward enough for it to speak to like some people. I doubt it'll break my top 10, top five. Nah. But I had a solid time watching it. It looks really good. And yeah, I didn't waste my time.
Well, as probably the only person here who purposely did not watch the trailer, so I went in blind.
Didn't I see it on the live thing?
Yeah, we watched it on the live show, bro.
You know, half the time I'm doing other stuff.
So. Okay.
motherfucker. I was probably... And a couple of my purposes.
It was on the hub.
Like right, you. I was accused, Dan.
Busted, you son of a bitch.
No, I wasn't. You know, I had to get the other trailers ready. You know, we were kind of doing the show. Producer Todd. Not just I get to come here and talk for half hour.
You were producing something in your pants. Continue, sir.
So Maybe I did that. I don't fucking know. I don't remember it. I probably purposely focused away, or I was doing something else. Not the hub, though. Yeah, I really fucking dug this. I know you know too many. I had life. I must have just, those brain cells must have died, because now I kind of remember seeing the trailer.
We saw two trailers, this one and the deep ones, right?
Yeah, Kurt? The deep ones.
Yeah, so like we saw them really close together, and
maybe they combined.
Yeah,
it's Lovecraft heavy, I think.
Yeah. But well, then even with that, the fact that I kind of like that the way it was done, I don't want to get too spoiler. Well, you kind of, we already said, that it's kind of left to your imagination, and honestly, it's left up to interpretation. Is there something? Is there not something?
Yeah,
I mean, but I mean,
there is. It's called faith.
I can't say if it'll crack my top 10 of the year. So far this year, it probably was, but we're only like 2 months in.
Yeah.
I will it stay in past, you know, another few? But I do think most people are going to kind of side with you guys, where they tease the more of, you know, the Lovecraftian stuff and visually, and yeah, you didn't really get that. So I get how that's going to be a disappointment, but I liked the ride, and I liked the characters, and yes, the douchey one, that was what he was supposed to be. So I mean, yeah. He did remind me of someone else, but yeah, I don't know if I would have said.
Well, fuck you, Todd, because I'm sure you were looking at me.
Well, I would have said you, Dan.
Oh,
okay. There, you know what? There's one scene in particular that I shouldn't be laughing at, but I did, and we'll get to it in spoilers, but I think you all know what I'm talking about. It's a weird tug of war.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have involved maybe some of the villagers more, too.
I think that when I rewatch this movie, because I already want to watch it again now that I know, you know, how it pays off. Because I think that was just my biggest thing, is like, it's a very slow burn, you know, with a lot of the stuff in this movie. And I was expecting this insane, like, crazy ass ending, and it just really never gets to that point. But I think if I watch it again, my rating will be higher than what it is. So,
yeah, Pugs, you said you didn't really, you didn't like the ending, right?
I was disappointed. I'm like, it's satisfactory enough, but yeah, and I'm fine with some of the ambiguity, but like, it could have been a little more bombastic or a little, I don't know. For it going that slow, it could have been a little bigger than what we got.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but like, it was just there. I'm like, all right, next. But everything else up until then,
And also a debut from Johanna Adi Dahl, who plays Barbara Crampton's daughter.
Yeah, she did a good job at like playing that really awkward character.
Yeah,
I think her and Sophie Stevens, actually, honestly, all the female cast members in this movie really fucking killed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Dan really liked the awkward girl.
I did. I rather enjoyed her scenes, Todd. Her acting.
Yeah.
I did. I really did. A lot.
Apparently, it upsets me. I know Dan's type now.
Team Crampton right here.
Yeah, right. Me too, man. Like, man, she, like, it's insane, like you said, Pugs, basically Elvira status. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looks just as good as she did 30 years ago. It's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so why don't we rate this bitch?
Absolutely. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5. What say you, Kruger, since you kicked us off?
I really wanted to give it a higher rating than I'm gonna, but I'm gonna just 3.5 for now, 3.5 out of 5. But I do think that's gonna probably get raised when I watch this again and realize how well they really did with some of the things. And like you said, maybe the like you said, Todd, maybe the ambiguity in the ending won't bother me as much now that I know how it does pay off. So that being said, Pugs, what do you rate this?
I'm going with a 4, and I recommend everybody watch this. It's solid as fuck. That you people may like the ending more than I do, but yeah, it's a 4.
I'm at 3.5.
Okay. I'm the highest. I'm a 4.5. I did really like this.
Nice. Movie.
Right on.
Yeah, so definitely check this out. We all I pretty much all of us liked it. So and definitely check it out, especially for the acting and the cinematography. Really top notch stuff.
And we definitely don't serve calamari on a shirt. So, marketing.
Dude, those dudes were asking for a bottle across their fucking head, man. You guys are fucking with me.
All right. So now we're going to talk spoilers. So if you don't wish for this movie to be spoiled, which of course you don't, pick back up where you left off. So spoiler talk in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, was it right? That was like the old dad countdown.
Jazz hands.
All the practice, and you know, you'd be a little better.
I have the power.
Keep your meat hooks down and go ahead. Spoiler time.
Well, now that we're in spoilers, Pugs, I'll let you start this off with the tug of war because I was laughing during that scene too. And that was like a really cool effect.
Oh, it was fucking awesome. And they have these like blinding, foggy image of the birth happening. And he just keeps pulling the baby and the umbilical cord keeps going and going. And like to a point where I started chuckling. I'm like, because it brought to mind, oh, how cool would that be with playing tug of war with a newborn? That'd be fucking weird. So that was one of my favorite parts. And then I got really excited because I don't think I've seen this in a movie. I have to look back, but like a pregnant lady getting struggle snuggled. I'm like, in the beginning, I was like, wait a minute, are we going here? That's cool.
I was excited.
At least it was Scandinavian and not Serbian.
I mean, all holes are available right now. But like, has anybody seen that in a movie?
I mean, other than, no, I don't think so. Actually, you know what? Maybe. I think, what is it? It's from Unearth Films.
Okay, well,
it's a rape revenge movie from Unearth Films. Revenge is her middle name. I'm pretty sure that has.
But was she that pregnant, though?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that pregnant.
Because, like, just about to pop. That's fucking, that's malicious, and I'm here for it. Yeah,
that's some crazy shit. So, for me, first, I'll just say I really like the twist at the end because, you know, we all think Emma's going to get killed, and then they pull, you know, a 180 on you, and you find out that Isaac was supposed to be sacrificed when he was a child, and they just basically were fucking tricking him into gaining their trust so they could kill him and sacrifice him to their god. And I thought, like, the way they killed him with the sword, like, it looked really fucking cool, the beheading. And I like the imagery of his head in that, like, ritualistic box they put. That was really fucking cool. But, man, I just, when they sent him off on that little raft, all I wanted to do was see Cthulhu come out and fucking just snatch him up real quick. You know, I would have been happy with
a tentacle.
Yeah, I would have been happy with a tentacle, just a tentacle, or, you know, like, I really wanted to see Cthulhu just at some point in this fucking movie, even if it was in a dream sequence for a second, or just for a second right at the end, you know.
Kruger, how hard did you get when that fisher, for that boat driver was looking at the water and the mountains? I really thought Cthulhu's head might pop up.
Yeah, I thought,
like, I'm afraid of that shit, and it's a storm.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna, like, you know, a lightning strike was gonna happen. You're gonna see the shadow of him or something, man. Because, like, I was loving everything about this. I'm like, man, if they show Cthulhu at the end of this fucking movie, I'm gonna fucking give it a 5 because I was really, really excited. But, you know, the fact that we didn't get Cthulhu, or even, you know, even a CGI Cthulhu, I would have been fine with at this point. You know what I mean? I just really wanted to see him. But I think that was the biggest disappointment. And like you said, Pugs, I think if they would have just put maybe a tentacle just snatching him up and pulling him under, I would have been fine with that.
It didn't even need to be that big. Because, like, we saw the tentacle in the sink. So it's like, oh, cool, but, like, just a little, bring it down.
Yeah, I do understand why, like, they did do that probably to, you know, like Todd said, ambiguity and making you try to, you know, decipher, was there ever any Cthulhu, or was it just, you know, them just being, you know, super crazy religious. The only other thing, like, I would have accepted maybe, like, instead of a beheading, doing something closer to what happens in, like, Dagon. I like, you know, when they're ripping off the flesh and wearing the flesh and doing some crazy ritual at the end. Even like our buddy John Evernall's movie Housewife, like it's very similar Cthulhu cult ritualistic movie. And they do like this crazy ritual where this guy's wearing someone's skin at the end. And I think like if it would have paid off like that, that would have made me not even care about Cthulhu at all. But because it didn't have that, I was just really hoping for, you know, him to pop out at some point in this movie. But the tentacles are cool, and at least they fucking didn't do some shitty CGI tentacles. Like, they were, you know, they were obviously practical. And you know, watching the Q&A today for Sacrifice that Dread did, you know, you find out that 99% of the stuff in this movie is basically practical, and just 1% is just little digital enhancements here and there, which is super impressive because it is a very beautiful looking movie. I think like watching this on a big screen at home, you know, in 4K would be fucking amazing. So yeah, that's all I got for spoilers though.
Yeah.
The ending was a surprise, which was nice.
They never said why they were sacrificing this motherfucker, right? And why it has to be that bloodline? Okay. Because that part did remind me of I Love Lucy when she goes to Ireland. So, right?
There was no Cthulhu in I Love Lucy, but that would have been
cool. They were feeding their fucking ass to a dragon, a double-headed dragon. So that was cool, though.
Close enough.
So, yes. Yeah. So you are safe from spoilers now.
So that being said, I am that this being so well, like, you know, well done, I'm pretty excited for this Deep Ones that we're getting, you know, from that Dread's putting out as well. I think that's going to be definitely now one of my more anticipated, because my review seems like I was, you know, I was disappointed, but I'm not really. I know that when I watch this movie again, I'm probably going to like it way more. It's just, man, you know, sometimes you just need a giant creature in your movie, and I thought this one could have used it.
I'm not going to argue. <All right. laughs> I'll take it.
All right. So, guys, thanks for joining us live, and we will, of course, have the Deep Ones at some point as well. And, yes, so if you haven't done it, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube and hit that notification bell. That really helps us out, and we appreciate it. And
don't forget, we have the brand new website that should be up anytime now.
Yes, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check that out. Also,
well, don't check yet. It's still the
old check. It's getting
you can
there.
Check it out.
It's going to have some awesomeness coming up. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We appreciate your support for exclusive, original, early, uncensored content, all that good stuff. And yeah, and also this Thursday, check me out with Pizzal and the gang on Region Free. And yeah, that's
all right. Dan, don't embarrass us over there. Tell everyone we say hello. So
I will try not to.
Well, you can follow, but it's okay.
Yeah, you can follow us on all this bullshit over here. All the social medias, we're there. And with that, gentlemen, let's say good night and get the hell out of here.
Good night.
You serve call, Mari.
Dream well.
If Dan screws up, we're burning the hat.
Word.
That costs you 10 grand.
Sacrifice his hat to the fucking slumbering one.
All right.
Cthulhu in my hat is unstoppable.